Hey guys, and welcome back to the Team Avengers podcast. Now, I know it's been a couple of days, but me and Carson have been pretty busy and haven't been able to get one in. But I don't know if we mentioned this in an earlier podcast or not, but we will be doing Moon Knight, as you read in the title for this episode. And as usual, we'll start off with our opinions. So, Carson, how about you do your opinion of Moon Knight first?
I think this is a really cool character. And I feel like we still have a lot to discover, and I feel like Marvel is gonna do a lot more with this character.
Yeah, totally. I couldn't agree more. I absolutely love this character. Honestly, he might be like one of my favorite. He's definitely one of my favorites. I also just really like the actor for him, Oscar Isaac. He's in a lot of really good ones. He's like Poe Dameron in Star Wars. He's done so many amazing characters over the years in his acting career. And I absolutely love Oscar Isaac. And the series of Moon Knight in general as well. How he switches from two different personalities. Like, that's such amazing acting. So overall, well done, Oscar Isaac. You've made this character amazing, and Moon Knight was already awesome before Oscar Isaac did it, and yeah. Now, yeah, I think he's a really, really cool character. Series was great. So speaking of the series, let's actually talk about it. So Carson, how about you start off the series? What happened there?
What'd you say?
I said, how about you start off telling us about the series?
I think it was a pretty good series. So spoiler alert. I love how they did, like, he was actually just made up from a movie or TV show that he really liked. And yeah, I just think it was a really good series.
Yeah, so I'll put this in a poll out for you guys to listen to when I publish this episode. But who do you like better, Steven Grant or Mark Spector? Carson?
I honestly like Steven Grant better. He's just really funny, you know?
Uh-huh.
He's just like, his British accent, it's spot on, and like he's more funny. He's more funny than Mark.
For sure, Mark is definitely way more serious, and yeah, I can agree with you. I like Steven more than Mark too. But yeah, about the actual series. So basically, what happened is the series starts off with Steven Grant, which is this British guy who works in an Egyptian museum, and he starts having these weird flashes, like waking up in random places and this weird voice talking to him, and he sees this giant bird skeleton thing, which we later figure out is Khonshu, the Egyptian god of the moon. But yeah, and he gets super freaked out by this, and then his other personality, Mark Spector, which is actually the main person in the story, starts showing up too. And they actually start like having conversations with each other, and both their lives start getting intertwined, and it gets super crazy. And then Arthur Harrow shows up, which was a former avatar for Khonshu. And then he kind of left him. He left Khonshu and decided to serve for, in his mind, a greater cause. The Egyptian god Ammit. Now, I don't remember what Ammit is the god of. But yeah, it's crazy. And basically, Khonshu and Ammit, let's just say they don't get along. And neither do their avatars. And so, yeah, ends up being Moon Knight versus Arthur Harrow, and Amit versus Khonshu. And the way they set that up in the last episode of the series was really, really cool. They kind of showed both fights at the same time, where it was like a giant version of Khonshu and a giant version of Amit. And then Moon Knight and Layla fighting Arthur at the same time. It was really cool. What are your thoughts on the series in general based on that aspect of how the episodes actually went and stuff, Carson?
Yeah, I really liked it and how the storyline laid out. It was just really good.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I know that was pretty brief and I didn't give you much details there, but I'm hoping that you would have watched the series before this, so you should hopefully know that already. Now, I want to skip over to what might be my favorite part about this character is his suit. I love his suit so much. Absolutely love it. I love how they brought in the mummy side of it mixed with the Moon Knight / Khonshu side of it. And with the cape and the hood, everything there, it's great for Mark Spector. And then Mr. Knight, or Stephen Grant's Moon Knight costume, I think it's really funny and I like it, but it's definitely not as bad apple as Mark Spector's Moon Knight costume. And then we don't actually know what Jake Lockley's Moon Knight costume is yet. And by the way, we'll get into Jake Lockley here in a minute. But Carson, what do you think about the suit for both Mr. Stephen Grant and Mark Spector? What do you think about both those suits?
Stephen's, it definitely fits him. It's hilarious. It's not as suited up as the as Mark Spector's, and it's just some cloth. Sewed together, knitted together with a mask, and it's just super funny. And Mark Spector's one, it's all out. His suit is really clean and it's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. So I know I said we'd get into Jake Lockley, so let's actually do that now. As far as we know, Jake Lockley is another personality of Mark Spector's that he's made up that he has no clue about. Because he has DID, which is dissociative identity disorder, which is based off traumas in his life. Like it showed when Steven was created, how his mom, after his brother died, started to beat him and stuff. So to get away from that, he created Stephen Grant. And I assume something else happened maybe earlier or later in his lifetime where he made up Jake Lockley. Now it is quite odd. It's weird to see how Steven was created. But it makes a little more sense because he based it off a TV show character that he loved. I don't know how he would have created a Hispanic, I don't know what Jake Lockley is really. He definitely seems like some sort of mercenary though. Kind of like Mark Spector, but a Hispanic version and much more violent, as we've seen, because we saw those flashes where it wasn't Mark or Steven, and Jake Lockley's brutal. What do you think about Jake Lockley's character, Carson?
I don't really know much about him. I didn't really pay much attention to that. So I don't really have much to say about him.
Yeah, well, maybe you should look into his character a little more, and same for the audience if you haven't already. I've read a lot about his character, and I've looked back through the comics a lot, and he's just a whole different... Steven and Mark are not the same, but they can at least, like, get along with each other. I don't know about Jake Lockley. Some of the stuff he did during the series and some of the stuff I read that he did in the comics is like, whoa, that's not Mark or Steven. That's crazy. Like, yeah, he's brutal. But I really like the aspect of that. I can't wait till they look into his character more. I don't even know when we'll see Moon Knight again, because I don't know. I doubt they'll have another season. So I assume he'll show up in a movie soon. Or I hope soon. But yeah, I can't wait till we see him again. Like I mentioned at the start, he's one of my favorite characters. And yeah, I really enjoyed this character. Now we're going to get away from Moon Knight a little bit. What do you think about Layla's character, Carson?
She is a pretty good character, and at the end, she got an avatar of her own. I forget what her avatar was, but
yeah, it was the hippo lady.
Yeah,
I don't even remember what that lady's name was, but yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, she's just a pretty good character, and yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I liked her character. I felt like what they did with her character wasn't exactly needed, though. I feel like they could have taken her and made... I didn't dislike her character, but I also didn't... I didn't like her character either, though. It's kind of like an in-between for me, because... I don't know. Like, she wasn't actually annoying, but the way they placed her in the show, she was kind of an annoyance. That's probably just me, but I really didn't. Her character was just okay. I'm not mad that they put her in there, and I don't know what else they would have done with her character, but I wish they would have done something different. I just. Not my favorite. Yeah, so Carson, let's hear your thoughts about Arthur Harrow.
He's a pretty rude dude with a bad attitude.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't really have much else to say about him, though. That's just all.
Yeah. I don't know what happened between him and Khonshu. But, dude's a psycho. Like, I don't know how insane you have to be to, like, start killing a bunch of people for this god that doesn't even care about you. I don't know, it's weird. It's really weird. I'm kind of the same with you there. I don't have much to say about his character. I will say Ethan Hawke, the actor who plays him, he did a really good job portraying Arthur Harrow as well. I like his actor too. He's been in a lot of other movies. He did a really good acting job. I did like the character of Arthur Harrow, but dude's a psycho. Dude's crazy. I think that's basically gonna sum up Moon Knight for us, guys. Any final thoughts or anything about the character or any of the characters or about the show, Carson?
No, not that I can think of.
All right, well, we'll hope to see you guys in the next episode. And it'd be great if you guys could go check out our other Marvel podcast called MCU Theory, where we talk about all the crazy theories that, fans and even some Marvel people have made up about the Marvel Universe, and we talk about whether they're bust or not, whether we think the theories are true or not, and yeah, it's just fun to explore that side of the Marvel Universe. So it'd be great if you guys could go over there and check us out, And it'd also be nice if you guys could keep watching our videos here on the Team Avengers podcast so we can reach our total goal of 1,000 total plays. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.